These guys, I think, have great respect for each other. I think they have great respect for each other's work ethic. It's something that we've always tried to emphasize. These guys are working hard, and I think they know we can get better. We have to get better.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
And that is going to wind this one down and out. Tennessee on the road rocks them at Rupp, 81-73. What a performance from Rick Barnes, Volunteers, and a shocking result for number 6 Kentucky on the night. They were moved to a 2 seed.
Balls are back. Before long, we'll be taking a bite out of everybody we play's ass. Thank you very much.
There was a time and place that this university was feared. My goal is to get us back.
Since 1974, I know what the University of Tennessee and the great fan base here is about. I know that. When people talk about Rocky Top, I know what they're talking about.
Well, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. Place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world. Leave the Rio one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio, Thursday edition of the program. Is today the day? Maybe tomorrow. Well, I mean,
today is a day.
They're going to interview Jeremy Pruitt today, according to everyone. Is that the "you're fired" interview?
Exit interview
at
as
some
they
point,
say.
Or is that just the beginning of a long and winding journey? To
you think he'll sit down
Hi,
with
Jeremy? This
David
is David. Oven. That's what I was about to say. Jeremy, this is David. David, this is Jeremy. We just want to get your thoughts on a few things.
How would you assess where the Tennessee football program is on your way out? Thought we did a good job.
Somehow it's worse than when Butch Jones had it. I mean, think about that. This program is going to be worse than Butch Jones left it.
He had another coach leave him yesterday.
Yeah, he did. Strength and conditioning coach. Yeah. Gone.
That's not important.
It's worse, but not as embarrassing somehow.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the way we get out of the Jeremy Pruitt thing might be just as embarrassing, but depending on how it goes.
There's always time.
I will never say we're at rock bottom again.
I think the COVID probably helps that be less embarrassing because it was a weird season. Like, if this happens in a usual year, I think it's a lot.
There's a little more chaos.
No, I just think people don't care anymore. That's why.
It could be. Maybe that's it. I just don't care as much.
Well, wait. Okay. Hang on. You can't put Shiano in with the Butch Jones stuff. That doesn't count.
No, I agree. Okay. No, I'm saying just the last season of Butch.
It's more embarrassing than Jeremy Pruitt.
Mm-hmm. I think going from 9-4 or whatever it was. Yeah, 9-4 to...
See, I don't.
9-4 to 4-8?
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Okay. But I think this past season, I was more embarrassed. The 4-8, we were actually in more games.
We were, it's true. No, you're right. I guess that year, though, you could kind of see it coming, which we all did in 16. So it's like, I mean,
yeah,
Dormady and Garantano, they're not going to be as good. You lost Hurd and Kamara. John Kelly was great. But
to me, that's why this is more embarrassing, because it surprised me more, I think. I mean, I was more surprised we went 3-7 this year than the fact that we went 4-8 in whatever that was.
Fair. Yeah.
17. 16? 17.
17.
I'll
17.
Allow it.
Yeah, I was more – because you did have a veteran quarterback, and whether you liked him or hated him or somewhere in between, if the coach says we're riding with our veteran quarterback, you kind of assume, well, at least he'll
be
keep
as
us,
good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, be as good as he was maybe the previous 18 years he played here.
Right.
You know, like, going into the season, that didn't seem like the worst idea to roll with the quarterback who's played many, many games here.
Many games.
And then see if one of the new guys could, you know, kind of beat him out as the season went on. But it was abysmal. Like, every kid on the team had a worse year this year than they had the year before if they were on the team the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one.
Yeah.
From the kickers to the quarterback. And I just don't even really know how that's possible. I mean, normally you have one or two kids here or there that you're like, man.
They just didn't take the step, really did they?
Yeah. But you got a couple that came out of nowhere, took a big step, and then you got a lot of guys that kind of took the appropriate improvement level over an offseason, and you're good.
Mm-hmm. Not a single person, even though a lot of them won't get to this point, not a single player improved their draft stock.
Right.
Not one.
Not one.
On your entire team.
Even Eric Gray. People will come at me and say he did. No.
No. No. I'm in a fantasy league. The guy drafted Eric Gray, like, to, you know, for his NFL futures way early. And I was like, whoa, man. And then I started looking around, and, yeah, there's some fantasy football guys that are, like, looking at college players, and they had Eric Gray on their list and stuff. And now, uh-uh. That guy's probably mad. Probably wish he'd taken someone else.
I would imagine so. Still time. You know, assuming he gets
that's true.
Back on the field at some point.
He'll still have the rights to him. Yeah, maybe here, maybe somewhere else.
Well, speaking of somewhere else, yesterday it was made official. 5-star offensive tackle, Wanye Morris.
Did we over-recruit him? Do we just have better players than Wanye Morris? Is that why he's in the transfer portal? Because that's what the VFL, not real VFL, fake Vol for Life VFL Facebook people types tried to tell me that, oh no, all the guys that are leaving are just leaving because we got better players now. So do we have 6-star players rolling in at offensive tackle?
Well, no, it was just he was overrated coming in.
Well, whose fault is that?
First of all, top tackle signee in this year's class is William Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Cone, Nashville.
Is he coming here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's signed.
No, he's
ours. Yeah.
We don't have a 3-star is the highest we have on the line.
Mm-hmm, yeah, correct. 3-star, .8851.
Wait, that kid's 3-star? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
6'5", 330.
So unless Wanye
Morris.
He's
10 pounds bigger than Wanye Morris, so he might be better. Same height. .889.
Sorry, Wanye all was I could hear was Mike Gunny say, because he's fat.
He's the kid that's.
I'm not saying about the kid. I'm just saying that's all I could hear.
He's
was
the
Mike
kid
Gunny.
I don't think had a committable offer to Alabama, but he had Alabama on the table.
Right, right. Well, that's smart on his part.
Wanye Morris, a .987.
So unless Wanye Morris is like 2.5 stars overrated, yeah, that's a fake narrative created to make them feel better.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Wanye was it, right? Like, we loved Wanye. He was the man. He committed earlier than Darnell was in, and, you know, grinned with his, you know,
braces
on his teeth, and
very likable guy.
We're like, oh man, we got our left tackle for the future. Darnell Wright can maul people on the right, run behind him, and Wanye is going to be just the perfect all around light footed, you know, behemoth road grader, just perfect.
Did I read somewhere? Sorry, like there's been a lot going on the last 24 hours, but did I read that they have already withdrawn his financial aid?
I have not heard that at all.
I'll look it up.
Well, there was speculation and talk that they talked him out of entering the transfer portal, that he wanted to submit his papers. They got the papers and said, hey, let's think on it a couple days, and sounds like he came back and said, yep, go ahead and just toss those bad boys in there.
Yeah, what happens with that? Like, can they do that for – they can't do that for – second semester, and they like, you can't put a kid on scholarship for the football season and then be like, no scholarship for you in January.
Yeah, Ubbin tweeted, Tennessee indicated it is canceling Wanye Morris's financial aid due to entering the portal.
We are a disaster.
That sounds pretty bad.
That would be a sign that odds are not good for Morris to return to Tennessee, Ubbin continued.
So,
safe to say, yes.
I've heard that maybe some of the guys that are leaving are maybe some of the guys that might be under further scrutiny. So Tennessee's maybe saying, you know, Bryce Thompson, maybe you should just go ahead and go to the NFL.
Oh, good.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so he's not the next Eric Gray or Brian Maurer. maybe one year, if they're pulling his financial aid, doesn't that – okay, if you pull a kid's financial aid, haven't you kicked him off the team? Isn't that basically what you're saying?
Or told him you're a walk-on now.
We don't want you back.
To be fair, it is FAFSA season, so it does get a little weird. Like
cuffing and FAFSA.
I've already dropped out, and I am still getting emails to fill out my FAFSA. Like it gets weird, so they might have just done it because it's FAFSA season.
But that's funny. I mean, when they say scholarships aren't renewable, I thought they meant for the whole school year. Like, if you have the 2020-21 scholarship to play football at Tennessee, you don't get that money for the whole school year?
But what you're suggesting is that it's possible that Wanye maybe perhaps got brought up in the investigation and Tennessee is just trying to wash their hands?
Right. That's just a theory. I have heard that might have legs with other players, though.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. So he took his money away for school.
Told him to get.
He's going to transfer to... Any ideas?
I mean, isn't Jeremy Pruitt just going to meet these people today and be like, it's all Brian's fault. Look at Wanye. Look at... And just... I mean... And then call up Brian Niedermeyer and say, tell him where the bag is, where he paid him to take the fall. Like...
Is that going to be good enough?
No. Are you kidding?
I mean, what? I think that was the initial plan.
All these people that don't want Hugh Freeze because he cheated are on Twitter telling me that there's no evidence Jeremy Pruitt, and I'm trying to be like, bro, do you not understand what's going on right now? Jeremy Pruitt did worse stuff than Hugh Freeze already, and he's being caught in it, and they're talking about it
right
now.
With what sounds like a lot more players.
You know how other schools are like, how did they get Wanye Morris and Darnell Wright to go to Tennessee right now? It's just like when we said, how did they get Laquan Treadwell and what's the offensive lineman?
Kandichi and Tunsil.
Laramie Tunsil to go to Ole Miss. Treadwell's from Chicago. That doesn't seem possible.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Wanye, wasn't he at Marietta? Like, we got a good – no, he wasn't at Marietta. Where was Wanye?
Grayson.
Grayson. Okay, we've got a tie to Grayson. We've got Grayson kids before.
That's true.
Yeah. Darnell Wright's coach was apparently a big Tennessee fan and helped.
After
you know,
got that watch.
No, I think he had. I think he might have already had the watch. Maybe not.
Man, we know. Wasn't it Dom Wood Anderson? Like, we know.
Wasn't no, we it? Got him as followers. That's
yeah,
why
followers.
He came here.
Oh no, it was. Was it JJ? Who? Which player was it? Was
JJ
it JJ
Peterson?
Peterson?
Yeah. Apparently,
whose kid had a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody
I always
cheats.
Hope we put
I know,
that
that's
on
why, that's why
put
everybody
that down
cheats.
As a tax write-off.
But
at least get something back from
you know,
it.
Everybody cheats, but come on. Like,
when other people cheat, they win or they don't get caught. One of the two. Or both.
Nah, not
most
necessarily.
Well,
both.
Wait,
Kansas,
yeah, well,
Kansas has been in trouble
win
for cheating
and
in
get
football.
Caught, or they win and don't get caught. They don't typically go 3-7 and get yeah. caught.
Kansas did.
Kansas football?
Yeah.
Well...
That's the Les Miles effect, though.
I think this was before Les.
Dang it.
It might have been his first.
Other schools are just so smarter
I
with the cheating.
I think it's just because NCAA went snooping around trying to see what they could find on basketball.
Self,
and
yeah.
I mean, do we not remember the suit store in the mall in Tuscaloosa that had like all that signed Bama gear? Because
yeah.
players would go in there, sign, and the suit guy would give them. Like, Nick Saban didn't set that up. Probably some
no.
boost, some booster did.
Nick Saban's not an idiot. He's good.
I know. That's what I'm saying. We're idiots.
Yeah. At this point, he's not doing any of that stuff. If it gets done, it gets done. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But
no, the ideal way to cheat is blue chips. But Nolte never goes and talks to Happy. Happy just does it and gets mm-hmm. the players. And Nolte's like, "Yep, I'm a great recruiter and I'm a great coach. Now that they're here, I'm going to do my job." But no, I've heard that Bama puts star players with rich walk-ons who have you know booster parents. And the kids just leave a couple grand on the kitchen counter. Oh yeah, there's my stipend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, it's not the coaches don't necessarily set that up. It's kind of just like an understood thing, word of mouth. But it sounds like we were directly involved as far as our coaching staff and extended recruiting staff. Like that's just stupid. And if they're as dumb as some of the rumors I've heard. I don't. They might have to roll everybody. Doug Marrone, come on down.
Gosh.
Hey, the good news is Tracy Rocker is on his way to Auburn, which means Rodney Garner, who loves him some Kevin Steele, is out there. And last I checked, we're in search of a D-line coach and an offensive line coach, which we have not had now for, what, 3 weeks? Might have been a good time to hire an offensive line coach that's not named Jim Turner as Wanya Morris enters the transfer portal, if that's even a thing that Tennessee could have stopped.
Davey, I want you to look up the players that Brian Niedermeyer has been the primary recruiter on at Tennessee.
Okay.
And have that for us later, like later this hour. Yeah, I mean, this is just a mess. Did you so apparently we talked about Mike Bobo left Shane Beamer at South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
He hired the Satterfield guy from lower level, whatever, Tennessee guy, right? He had coached at every Tennessee school in the system except for Tech, maybe, or something like that. He had been at, you know, Martin and Chattanooga and Knoxville and ETSU. And
let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I was going to say I got it, too.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know it was that easy to just sort that out.
Yeah, you just go to 247.
Yeah, well,
this
I have it.
All-time commit.
I didn't know you could just sort his name. So he brings that guy in. And apparently, I guess in a press question or something, or maybe this was just behind the scenes, mm-hmm. or maybe it was in his interview with Beamer, but he said, you don't have to be an SEC retread with 20 years of experience to be successful.
He's not wrong.
And somebody said, maybe Tracy Rocker heard that and said, nah, I'm out of here. Enjoy. You guys have fun with that.
I mean, he's not wrong, but I don't know why anybody would be offended by that.
Yeah, like, it's not taking a shot.
I mean, having 20 years experience in the SEC is not a
bad thing.
If the guy
thought it was a shot, he wouldn't have said it. Where, you know,
that's
at his own guys.
Yeah, exactly, right.
So, I mean, I think he was just talking up himself. If Tracy Rocker took offense, then that's on him. But I just thought that was a funny story that the young up and comers just like. I don't even know how young. I mean, not super young, but, you know, just.
I just love that Tracy Rocker skipped out on the staff meeting and started the drive to Auburn.
Just didn't even tell anybody.
Just packed the desk in the middle of the night.
I mean, that sounds like a Jeremy Pruitt staff member type of move, to be honest. And
it's a little different because none of the people in that room hired him. Mm-hmm. It's different where it was like Dan Enos and Nick Saban had to sign off on that hire, and then Dan just up and leaves.
Well, he had been doing a lot of work for Nick Saban all season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Tracy Rucker probably hadn't done too much stuff under Shane Beamer yet. So
well, obviously
different.
They hadn't been recruiting.
Yes. True. Well, that was one of the complaints about Rucker here was that he, as he had gotten older, didn't really enjoy the recruiting grind as much, and that would certainly explain why South Carolina's class is complete poo-poo. With their 11 commits or signees, maybe.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, but Shane Beamer, he was loyal to those Oklahoma boys, you know. He stayed there and coached tight ends in the bowl game.
That they don't use. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
If I'm Shane Beamer, I'm telling the top people, like, look, this is just going to get a lot worse before it gets better. You're going to have some patience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, that's fine. I wouldn't even mind that here. Like, if we got to take a new guy and we got to be just awful for another year.
Yeah, what's the difference?
I will be okay with that, but then I just need to see the things that are getting better.
Correct.
And I need to see the improvement. And I need to, you know. But apparently we're going to lose all of any player with a pulse. I mean, you know, any player.
Is that the rumor now?
Well, So, Wanya's super overrated, wasn't that good, we're losing him. You know,
started as a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, we're losing anybody that's, it's just happening. Like, I don't.
Schamberger's coming back.
Yeah.
I think.
He took his name out of the portal. Boom, trade.
I don't even know, like, they don't even play Schamberger when he's here. I don't understand.
No, he's in
that.
The doghouse.
He's always in the doghouse, or he's not going to class, or.
Allegedly.
I mean, I don't know why they'd even want, like, that's the kid that should be leaving because the staff can't handle him for whatever reason. But I don't put any of this on the kids. Like, this staff can't handle anybody. Even if they play and practice, they're getting worse. So what's the point? All right, give me this. We're going to go. Well, let's take a break. We got the Niedermeyer names and we'll come back. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200.
There are some pretty good rumors out of Austin.
We can get into that. Also, as these names, the allegations I've heard to players being paid.
Hour one continues, Thursday edition of the program. Got the Brian Niedermeyer list, top all-time commits.
A veritable who's who.
Who do you think's number one, Nate?
No, I'm looking at it, sorry.
Oh.
So, but wasn't Wanya his guy? He's not on here.
Apparently not.
Okay.
I thought I remembered that too, but maybe it was Pruitt.
Well, yeah, maybe.
I remember there being some article about Wanya's mom and how she loved Jeremy Pruitt, maybe?
Maybe that was it. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, was Niedermeyer, was he recruiting coordinator?
Technically, no. We didn't have
one. We didn't have one, but right. He kind of was.
I think Will Friend was technically. I'm trying to pull that up.
Wanya Morris is, okay. Well, that makes sense. I mean, you'd think that your offensive line coach would primarily recruit from offensive linemen. All right, but yes, number one, Davey. Let's let the listeners guess. You can get your guess ready in your head or yell it at your radio.
Best player signed by Brian Niedermeyer and
Darnell Wright, offensive tackle,
Huntington, West Virginia.
I'll let you know that because we really just keep moving guys around so much. But he was technically a tackle. They've played him at guard some, haven't they?
Who?
Wright,
probably. I don't know.
I don't I think so, but maybe.
They played Wanya at tight end.
That was a trick play. It did not work. I think we got a penalty, maybe.
They ran him at tight end like a good bit, I thought, against Florida. And that he was wearing that other jersey.
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. We are the bad news bears right now. Like, we just can't even.
Not even that, because we're not fun. Like, at least the Bad News Bears had, like, cool people.
They got better.
Yeah, exactly. That. Like, they improved, but also they had cool. Like, they had a dude characters. Who rode a motorcycle.
It took and a coach had, like, with some character issues to come in and fix them.
There you go.
Number two.
Henry To'oto'o.
Okay. He's been a good player. Not in coverage, but everywhere else for the most part.
Yeah, our coverage genius, Jeremy Pruitt, can't teach our linebackers how to cover. I will say, they mentioned Alabama. That's their, that was their biggest, weakness this year was their linebackers in coverage. I mean, they still won the national championship easily, but.
Oh, that was their.
Yeah. So I do wonder if the Nick Saban defense, if there is a weakness, because they do work the corners and the safeties so much, and they've even changed the technique on how, I don't know if you guys, notice that type of stuff, but everyone has changed how they teach corners to cover man-to-man now because of all the back shoulder throws. We can get into that later at some point if we need to, but the RPO game and all that stuff puts so much stress on the linebackers. I do wonder if the Nick Saban calls and all that stuff, like that is the best area to attack them. I mean, that's how LSU, and Joe Burrow was able to line them up and score a bunch of
points. Yeah, you show them one thing, they react, because that's all they do is read keys.
Right. So
and then as soon as they react, you punish them with something else. Yeah.
Yeah. And so if you got enough talent to do that, you can score on Alabama. Ole Miss did that,
Sure. Yeah.
They scored a lot of points. The problem is
ran it all over the place.
Alabama was, just better on offense.
Best offense in college football this year.
Kavarius Crouch is next. Another guy that's kind of in the same boat. Like, he's can't cover. I mean, did you see Ohio State? Sorry to bounce back and forth, but they were playing a 4-4. Kirk Herbstreit was kind of like all talking it all up kind of early until Devontae Adams ran by that linebacker for that touchdown down the seam.
That guy was trying so hard.
Adams.
Yeah. He was about the same. They looked.
He would have roasted him too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Of course.
But yeah, it wasn't really down the.
It was a Devontae running
Devontae
wide
Smith
open.
Smith on the left slot, and he went all the way to the right seam, just kind of the straight diagonal. It was a four vertical concept.
It honestly was a very pretty pass, too. I mean, Mac Jones kind of floated that in between three guys.
But there was nothing you could do if you're Ohio State at that point, because they ran triple to the left with it was John Mechie, Jalen Waddle, and Devontae
Smith. Well, they don't have to have four linebackers on the field, is what I was saying. Like, the guy that linebacker that had to try and run with him
was
like
the middle linebacker.
Like, should have been a
guy.
Safety. Yeah. You know?
But like, yeah. You got to pick your poison at that point of who's going to catch the ball, because someone on that side of the field is going to catch the ball.
Still, but playing anything, a 4-4 against team with that, with three receivers that can run like that, just seemed like a recipe for disaster.
It's a mistake.
I mean, Devontae Smith would have run by the safety or whoever would have been there anyway.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered.
We saw what Freifogel and Penix were able to do from Indiana to him. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't going to be a shock.
And that's why I did not hedge that bet. I thought about it all day, and I was like, no, if Michael Penix in Indiana can go for, like, you know, 400 yards passing, I'm gonna trust
Mac
Jones.
They lost by a touchdown with negative 15 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Tyler Barron has shown some flashes, but as he gets coached more, he'll probably get worse.
No, new staff. Okay. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Aaron Willis. He did a
secondary.
Lot. Huh?
Niedermeyer was the secondary guy on his recruitment.
True. Cody Brown, we haven't seen yet, running back. Tyus Fields. Dominic Wood Anderson. That was a big
Niedermeyer
guy.
All the tight ends are Brian Niedermeyer, primary recruited by.
Yeah.
Jackson Lowe, Sean Brown.
They tried to use Dominic Wood Anderson. And they threw they isolated him as the go to guy on a key fourth down against Florida in Neyland,
and you know, the first time in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
he scored the first touchdown of the Jeremy Pruitt era, if memory serves me correctly.
He just wasn't as good as. You remember when we were getting when people? Well, you remember how people were talking about him when practice started the very first year? They're like,
Jimmy Graham.
He is a monster. I can't wait to see this guy.
He's like Tony Gonzalez mixed with Megatron.
They didn't say that.
Y'all should have done DWA shirts, like NWA, but DWA.
See? Yeah, we would have sold
five
four.
Of them.
Yeah.
My bad. I overestimated by one.
Yeah. Jordan Allen. He's next. Four-star. He's at Weber State now. He was a weak side defensive end.
Got moved to. Actually showed some promise in his first year. Then they moved him to tight end.
We can't even. I told you about that. I've told this story multiple times before, but the high school coach said the most important thing in high school football is getting the right guys playing the right position. We can't even do it in college. Like, we have a college football head coach that can't even get guys in the right. They have played 4 years of high school football, and we can't put them in the right spot.
That's a problem with the last coaching staff. I mean, Butch Jones, notorious for it. His best players in the NFL he had playing at the wrong position outside of Alvin Kamara.
Julian Nixon.
This class, I haven't seen him yet.
Jackson Lowe.
Transfer portal.
I mean, you cannot
right?
You cannot have four-star players. I mean, unless you're just Alabama and you got three other five-star. You can't – with where we are right now, we cannot have four-star guys that never play a meaningful snap. Mm. Like, that's – you just can't do that. I mean, I know you're going to get one here or there, but that's a big problem. Savion Williams.
Transfer portal. Number one defensive tackle in JUCO that year. Gone.
Jameer Johnson. I mean, he's played a lot.
He's played
good.
A lot.
Trinity Bell. He's new. Poor kid just tore his ACL.
I was kind of excited about him. Hopefully he can get back. I mean, 6'7", 260. He's a big dude. That's like Darnell Washington.
Jacob Warren.
Played a little bit.
What do we say about the K?
Keeper, whatever that means.
Keeper.
Yeah, you have a primary recruit, secondary recruiter, and a keeper.
Keeper?
No idea.
Cooper.
Huh. And then and then Sean Brown is the last one.
Where else does it have Ks? Because it could just be like low-level local guys. I hate to kind of talk trash on
my guy. He's the only one. He's the only one.
Oh, okay. I have no idea then.
No idea.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the K is describing Niedermeyer.
I know.
So I don't know if that's like.
But because he's a local kid and because he's, I mean, I think he was a low three star or maybe he was a high three star. I don't remember. It was my freshman year of high school. But maybe because he's a low level, you don't give him like all the actual recruiting attention because you know you're probably going to get him, but you still have a keeper on him to keep him
maybe
in the system.
I mean, Barron was a local kid and he got the
but
prime.
But Tyler Barron, I feel like, had a little bit more clout. Like, he had
no, he did.
Clout
maybe
did.
It means
stuff.
They don't count him towards the recruiter's ranking. So what he's saying is if it's a low enough local kid, That way, it doesn't count towards Needham. It doesn't bring Niedermeyer's rating down.
I have no idea. I'm just
so it's a way to it's a way to eliminate the like the worst recruit on the recruiters list, so they can rank the coaches on their rankings. I don't know.
Okay,
maybe.
Sure. Yeah. Or maybe he just committed here early, and there really wasn't a primary. It was like, hey, you're offered at Tennessee. Okay, I'm coming.
Maybe, maybe. Okay.
So he just kind of kept him. Like, he didn't have to recruit him, but he was in contact with him and blah, blah, blah.
Maybe Niedermeyer just called a shot and was like, out of all of these guys, he's the one we got to keep.
Does it, maybe it means that, yeah, the primary and the secondary coaches that started his are just gone, and so they just have to assign him to somebody?
Or there, yeah, or there weren't any. Because sometimes a local kid gets an offer, and they're just like, I don't care who recruits me, I'm playing for Tennessee.
It's a weird word, keeper.
I agree. I've never seen it before.
I've been on the 247 Sports product guide page, and it says coaches are awarded points based off their recruiting skills and also their ability to hold on to recruits following staff changes. Categories include primary, secondary, and keeper coach.
So I guess, okay, so yeah, we fired, who was tight ends coach that got moved out?
I can't remember anymore.
Oh, that one makes...
So Jacob Warren committed to somebody that's no longer here.
And then Niedermeyer kept him.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
That makes more sense.
That does make more sense. Glad we flushed that out. Good list. At least you got Hank T. Impact guy.
Yeah, hopefully we don't lose him.
Well, yeah, see, I don't know. Like, the Schamberger thing was weird because he was been in Pruitt's doghouse since Pruitt got here.
Yep.
So is he coming back out of the transfer portal because he heard something about
no more doghouse?
Yeah, essentially.
You think?
Or maybe I don't know.
A different name on the doghouse.
You think Kevin Steele like got the job and then called Pruitt and said, "Send me the contact info for every kid on defense."
Could be.
You know, I'm gonna give him a call and introduce myself. And when he got to Schamberger, he was like, "Hey, what? Tell me about yourself. What's your deal?" And he's like, "Well, I just haven't." And Steele at least said, "Well, why don't you just come out of the portal for the moment? At least see how this, see what happens here in the off season, you know. Whatever happens on defense, everyone's at least going to get a clean slate." So maybe Schamberger pulled it out for the time being. But wouldn't you just stay in? I don't understand that. Why? Like, once you put your name in the portal, other coaches can contact you, right?
Yes.
You can still though then go back to your school unless they pull your scholarship, like they did with Wanye, according to David Ubbin. Is that the craziest news we've gotten this week? That they took Wanye's scholarship away from him? They basically kicked him out. They either kicked him off the team just because he went in the portal, which makes no sense because they haven't done that with anyone else, or they kicked him off the team for some other reason.
I mean, maybe he just loved Will Friend and
maybe he told him wanted to wait. I'm not coming back.
Yeah,
I'm
maybe
gone.
He just wanted to see where Friend ended up, and now he's just going to go to Auburn. He's like, well, now that I know exactly where my coach that I signed with is going to be coaching, I'm going to put my name in the transfer portal and I'm going to go to Auburn. Potentially. I don't know. Or he loves Jeremy Pruitt and got, you know, that's why I was asking about the Schamberger thing. So, like, is news starting to leak in the facility? Schamberger, not a big Pruitt fan necessarily, he's like, oh, Pruitt might be gone? Huh, I'm not going to go in the portal. I like it here. Wanye, oh, Pruitt's going to be gone? I love that guy. I'm out. I don't know. We don't have an offensive line coach. There's no one there to recruit Wanye Morris.
Yeah, to keep him on board.
Right. Because we either wouldn't let Jeremy Pruitt hire anyone or at least told him no on Jim Turner, which would be a good move. That guy's a disaster waiting to happen.
Nah, the Jim Turner thing's just a setup to where it doesn't look as bad whenever they bring out the next guy. Like, well, at least it's not Jim Turner.
We're going to steal Will Friend back from Auburn. That's the move.
4D underwater chess. Yeah, no, we're just a
trick. Inverted.
We'll get to your phone calls on the flip side. Stick with us right here. If you want to weigh in, 865-546-8200 to get on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Final segment, hour one, next. If your loved one's been injured in an accident, hit up the G3 Help Me Hotline. Go to g3helpme.com to set up a free consultation. Or you can even give them a shout right there off the website. They got you covered. It's the Law Offices of G. Turner Howard III. They've been doing it here in East Tennessee for over 20 years. It's the G3 Help Me team. Online, g3helpme.com. We got Matt up first today. Matt, what's up, buddy? You're on Three and Out.
What's going on, fellas?
Matt.
Could this be
Optimism?
Today's Thursday, right?
It is
Optimism
Thursday.
It is a Thursday, yes.
It could be.
Could this be the most exciting day we've had in Tennessee football in the better part of 4, maybe even 5 years?
I'm going to say it's possible.
I'm fine with being called in tonight for an emergency press or emergency broadcast.
Oh, and I'd be listening, guys. I hope it's either today, tonight, or tomorrow. I don't care. Just get it done, man.
Get it done.
Can I give you guys a horrible analogy for what I think Tennessee football, where we're at in this juncture?
Yes.
So you're taking a deuce, right? And we've
off to a great start.
We've all had the dangler. You know, and you're sitting there, and you're at this critical juncture, and you're praying that a shake or two will cut that thing loose. And you're shaking, and you're moving, and you're doing everything you can. Because you know, if that thing cuts loose, man, you've won. You're like, heck yeah. But you also know if it doesn't, you're in some serious trouble.
It's about to get messy.
It's about to get messy, guys. But if it does cut loose, and you flush that thing, you've got a victory, fellas. You've won something.
So this was a terrible analogy.
I told you it was terrible.
It's not. No,
it's accurate. It's accurate.
If you wait too long, your legs will fall asleep, and when you try to walk, you'll fall over. You have to do it now.
You got to get rid of it now. You're exactly right. You got to cut it loose.
That's
man.
A good point right there, too.
All right. Well, guys, I mean, here we are.
Shake it loose.
We got to shake it loose, guys. We can feel better. You can call it a moral victory. You can call it whatever you want, man. I don't care. But this is we're at that critical juncture right here. I think it's funny how you guys were mentioning earlier, Jared Garantano, and it amazes me how as Tennessee fans, were we not talking about? And I'm not knocking on Jared Garantano because I don't think it's his fault. I feel bad for Morris. I feel bad for a lot of these players because these coaches have just utterly ruined them. Taking money away from these guys going pro, you know, I wouldn't come here. I wouldn't stay if I was Schamberger either.
Mm-hmm.
Or is he coming back? Schamberger's coming back, right?
He was in the portal, then out of the portal.
I don't know if that's a smart call or not, but whatever. So we called this stuff 3 years ago, guys. I mean, we saw the writing on the wall with Garantano as fans. How do these guys make $4 and $5 million a year and not see the stuff that fans see? It blows my mind, man. It just amazes me. These guys, glorified gym coaches, making this much money, and people that are sitting on the sidelines just can plainly see just bullet holes all through the program. I think it's just what Tennessee football is, man. I mean, so do they cut this guy loose, or, I mean, do we keep this clown around for another year and just go through a utter hell of Tennessee football? You think we're leaning the way of cutting them loose?
I do, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I just don't know why it's taking so long.
Kevin Steele thing just still wigs me out, man. I just don't think any of that makes sense. You know?
Yeah.
It's just weird. The timing's weird. I mean, if you knew he was going to interview today, and if you had it, because if they're going to can him, they know they're going to can him either today or tomorrow. What
right.
date they're going to can him.
Right. So, and maybe that's why they brought Steele in when they did. Maybe they've gotten enough in the investigation. They knew they were going to talk to Pruitt. They wanted to get him in here a couple days early so that he could start talking to the players and the recruits and the signees and be that, the bridge to either the next coach or, you know, through signing day. Maybe the interim next year. I don't know.
Well, I do like they signed him to a 2-year deal. At least it wasn't some damn 4-year, you know. But what we'll do is he'll interim coach next year and get 5 wins and Fulmer give him a damn extension.
Well, I mean, the rumor is that Kevin Steele finished like second or third behind Jeremy Pruitt in the coaching search 3 years ago.
I heard he actually finished in front of him in Philip Fulmer's mind.
Oh, really? So maybe Kevin Steele got the kibosh back then by somebody in power? He's a good defensive coordinator. Like, he's a good coach. He's got a good track record. If he's your defensive coordinator next year, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, but if he's your head coach, do you got a problem with that?
I do. I think there are better options out there. I mean, I'd probably take my chances with Kevin Steele now as opposed to Jeremy Pruitt next year. But if you're asking me, you know,
you don't want the guy who had one conference win in 4 years at a school.
Not ideally, no.
Yeah.
But it's better than Pruitt. I don't think it is.
Exactly. That's the problem.
It is. But if it's just 1 year, I'd take it. I don't care if they hire. I'd take Butch Jones back for a year. I'm not kidding you. Seriously, I'd take Butch Jones back with Dooley as his offensive coordinator before I take this clown for another year. God. See you guys.
See you, Matt.
See you, Matt.
No, I mean, you can read into the Kevin Steele hire really however you want. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw what Doug Matthews had to say yesterday in the Mid-State.
Yeah.
This is Jeremy Pruitt's hire.
You mean
hire.
What Philip Fulmer had to say?
Right. This is Jeremy Pruitt's hire. Is it?
What is he trying to say with that? That Pruitt's going to be back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he's trying to say. But I thought it was a really good point. I can't remember who made it. If you're Philip Fulmer and you wanted to leak that, you'd leak it to everybody. So that everybody would be on the same page. That everybody would start simultaneously with we're actually hearing that Pruitt is going to be back next year, that he's going to survive the investigation. But instead, it's just Doug Matthews in Nashville. Doesn't make much sense. So I don't know. It's a weird stance for Doug Matthews. I mean, again, read into the Kevin Steele. I mean, you can spin it either way. You can think he's going to be the interim. You can think he's just here to be the bridge for the next coach. Or you can think that, yeah, he's going to be on Jeremy Pruitt's staff next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're waiting for today, waiting for this interview / whatever the heck it's going to be, and hopefully we'll have some news late today or tomorrow. Just based on how this is going, though, it seems very unlikely that you bring Jeremy Pruitt back.
You teased something as it relates to Texas earlier.
Yes, mods on the Texas 24/7 sports board have heard, keep in mind this is mods in Austin, I have no idea, but they have heard that Jeremy Pruitt is on his way out at Tennessee and is a top candidate for Steve Sarkisian's defensive coordinator at Texas. So there's that.
Tweeter sends in the top 10 recruits in Tennessee. Clemson, Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson, Ole Miss, North Carolina, undecided, Tennessee, and Georgia. If I showed you this,
build a wall around the state,
just the commit list there, you probably couldn't even tell me what state that was. Or, I mean, you definitely could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your first guess might be
South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Because aren't two going to Clemson?
Yeah, because two are going to Clemson. Or maybe you think it's I don't know, Georgia. But you probably know it's not Georgia because Georgia would have more than one guy.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would have thought it would have been a Midwestern state.
Okay. Not a good situation we're in, boys.
Not good.
Not good looks.
And maybe Virginia.
What?
I'm looking at the list. I don't know. Maybe. I feel like Virginia often has some talent, but it's not like they're staying home for Votech or Virginia.
Virginia. That would have been a good guess. North Carolina, maybe.
Yeah.
But although Mack Brown, he's killing it.
I would have said Kentucky.
Good guess.
Kentucky doesn't have that much talent.
I wouldn't have said it anyways.
The exact quote from the Horns 24/7 mod, his name's Mike Roach, is, "Yes, we have heard Pruitt's name. I actually heard some strong buzz around it pending his separation from Tennessee, but we hadn't been able to verify enough to report it yet. Shouts out to Noah for sending that in. So Texas is sniffing around Jeremy Pruitt. Or vice versa.
Or both. You can have him.
That'd be great. That'd be great news. Maybe it will be Optimism Thursday. Maybe today is the day. I don't know.
Dream on.
Wait, find out. We'll kick off hour two. Three and out next.